Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They in the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark.
That's Chicago bringing us back 17 for the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, Dr. Arki Cencute, and the founder of the Beer Gulch, the Brewery Gulch, and I should say he founded that in and ran it for a long time. That's another great title, Brewery Gulch Inn, made of 100% recovered redwood, and he's now helping people understand the concept of trust through his learning center, learningcenter.net. Is that right? Did I do that right, Arki?
That's right. Yes.
Learningcenter.net.
That's
of course, right. His Thank book you. Is the Trust Bible. It's my Trust Bible, built on trust. I know you're sick of hearing me talk about it. Arki, I talk about you and your book all the time when you're not here. And, they're rolling their eyes right now. Oh, come on, Arki. Come on, give me a break. So, Arki, when you look out across the landscape, when you look with your wise eyes across the landscape of this hopefully about to be post-pandemic world, and you think about trust, what do you think? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking there's an opportunity. I'm thinking that, trust is the absence of worry. That's one aspect of trust. And I'm thinking that there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity, I think, Jim, to reduce the them versus us. Which is, of course, the antithesis of trust. When we pack up tribes, based on having an adversary or somebody who differs with us in some way. This is a major opportunity for a transformation to reduce that them versus us. It's okay to have disagreements, of course, but not based on an adversary.
But with the culture, with the cancel culture seeming to picking up steam, aren't we starting from farther deep and from a deeper hole than we would have even 5 years ago? I mean, I agree with you. But we got a lot of work to do, don't we?
Yes, we do. I would say, when you say deeper hole, I would say there's more at stake.
I agree.
That's for sure. More at stake. More at stake maybe than ever because, we have such capacity for destruction as well as for doing well, doing good. So yes, but I think the opportunity persists. It's in front of us. There are ways to reduce this them versus us in business and outside of business. So I think that's the opportunity that presents. Sometimes, when you have a real scare, a life and death type scare, such as we are having now, sometimes that's an opportunity to reassess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, that is the opportunity that presents itself to us now.
Well, look at what we've done in America as Americans, as individuals, as a group. Look at how we've taken this on. We've dealt with it. We're a culture that's capable of creating vaccines. We've pretty much behaved ourselves from a social standpoint to help flatten the curve as much as we could. But one of the things that I've mentioned earlier in the week, Arki, I wanted you to think about and talk about is I've been trying to remind people that freedom is from God, but liberty is a contract that we give to each other. We could do what you just said before the sun sets, for God's sake, if we wanted to, but certainly quicker than we think. If I just say to you, Arki, I know you and I don't agree on everything, and we don't, folks. Arki and I don't agree on everything. But I am going to be so presumptuous as to say, Arki, I'm allowing you to be in my life and completely disagree with me on certain things because you have the right to do that. And I'm giving you that. I don't have to give you the right to say those things, but I do have to give you the right to continue to be in my life when I disagree with you. I'm conveying that liberty to you. But in the process of that, I'm trusting you to give it back. What do you think?
Yes, that's good. That's very good. And I do think that listening to one another is important in reducing the toxicity. It is possible, you know, to learn from somebody who completely differs from you. But you don't get that opportunity unless you listen. And you have to listen. I don't say without judgment, because that's not possible.
You can't have debate without judgment.
Exactly. But without shutting down the other person with your judgment.
Why can't we base all that on a common cause? What about this, Archie? What if we just say, okay, let's identify what we agree on. We agree on these six things. Those are immutable between us. Nothing's going to change that. We completely are aligned on this. Let's make that our foundation, and then everything else is just a debate.
Yes, and a couple of other things. Let's agree on what we want. I mean, what the ultimate, as you say, that what we want. Let's agree on the ideal, let's say, of what we want, and let's agree on some boundaries for this discussion. And I think once you do those things, one other thing, let's agree. Let's try to see that when a person feels strongly, even if they completely disagree with you, there's something within that person that feels strongly about that and wants to give. There is an element of wanting to give. And that's important to know, even though you may completely
can we agree that politics is not a reason to cancel someone? How I feel about politics. Folks, there's so much more important in this world than politics. Quick break. Tim Taylor, right back with Dr. Archie Chancute.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.